Well, you don't hear this every day. A bill passed both houses of Congress with bipartisan support. Yesterday, the Senate passing the 21st Century Cures Act, which the House passed last week, and President Obama is expected to sign into law. It would, among other things, boost funding for the fight against opioid addiction, which hits 2 million Americans and is now creating addiction in newborns. A research project in San Antonio, Texas, is looking into that. Wendy Rigby of Texas Public Radio has this profile of one mother who's getting help.
The first few days of life can be a living hell for babies born to addicted mothers. They are dependent on the prescription painkillers or heroin their mothers used while they were in the womb. The withdrawal process can last days, weeks, even months. The medical term for the condition is neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS. Dr. Lisa Cleveland with the University of Texas Health Science Center says the symptoms are often intense.
Very high-pitched, inconsolable crying, a lot of stomach issues, so vomiting, diarrhea. These babies don't sleep well. They don't feel good.
About 400 drug-dependent babies are born in the San Antonio area each year. That's one-third of all the cases in Texas. Cleveland says it's a psychological as well as a physical problem.
The moms that we've worked with have shared stories of extreme shame and guilt for feeling that they caused this for their infant.
The drug had complete control over me.
That's 27-year-old Yolanda Aldana of San Antonio. Her addiction began after a botched epidural during the birth of her second child created back spasms and inescapable pain. The single mother was frustrated and needed help.
The doctor prescribed me Vicodin, and, you know, I kept telling him I need to take more because I feel like it's not working, and he would just prescribe me more. It was just crazy. I was by myself. You know, the drug just seemed to take everything away, like took all my pain away.
When Aldana could no longer get drugs from the pharmacy, she searched her West San Antonio neighborhood and found heroin, less expensive and more available than Vicodin. Aldana was spending more than $300 a day on her habit, first snorting, then shooting up the illicit narcotic. Eventually, she lost custody of her two daughters as she disappeared into a habit that helped her numb the pain of her complicated life.
I was that person who thought, how could people be so stupid? How could other women be so dumb to let CPS take away their kids and them not do nothing because they're on drugs?
Aldana stole from a grocery store to support her habit, landing her in jail for 8 days. That's when she found out that she was pregnant with her third child.
Going to jail was honestly like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Aldana got on methadone to quit heroin, went to rehab, and delivered her baby at San Antonio's University Hospital. That's where Lisa Cleveland recruited her for a study of kangaroo care, a holding technique where mothers put newborns on their chests, skin to skin. Studies show kangaroo care helps premature and underweight newborns thrive. But can it also help these special newborns through withdrawals?
It is one of the recommended soothing techniques for infants who have neonatal abstinence syndrome, but we really don't have any scientific evidence to show whether or not it's beneficial.
Cleveland's team monitors heart rates and the salivary cortisol levels, markers of stress in both mother and infant when they are in the kangaroo care position. She believes these NAS babies may get through their first weeks of life more easily with kangaroo care as one of the interventions.
Several of them have said they feel when their baby was skin to skin that their baby was forgiving them. And they felt that some of the shame and the guilt was going away. And so that's really powerful.
That was Aldana's experience.
It made it all better just to have her on my chest, just to have her skin to skin, just to feel her little heartbeat, for her to feel my heartbeat.
Now, what she used to say about heroin, she says about holding her baby.
It made me feel like there was no other care in the world.
Aldana is 15 months clean. She lived in a homeless shelter for a while. Now she has her own apartment. After going through so much together, she says she and her baby, Nevaeh, have an unbreakable bond. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio, Texas.